Chuck Chat Freestyle for the Dog Days of Podcasting for August 22nd, 2016. Let's go! Hello, doggies! It's August 22nd, Monday! How was your day? Mine was just terrific. I should probably give you a review of that casserole thing I made. It was delicious, and I'm going to be eating it all week, particularly since I won't be here Tuesday and Wednesday. So it's going to sit in the fridge. But, the cheese, the chicken, the broccoli, the jalapenos, delicious. It's good comfort Midwest food. I wish I could give you a recipe, but I kind of made it up, and if you heard the podcast, you know how to make it anyway. It's not hard. Pasta, chicken, soup, and throw in some veggies, and you're all set. Make your own version. Add peas, carrots, corn, whatever you want for your veggies. Ooh, corn. I should have added corn. Darn it. All right. Let's start out, because I recorded that Saturday night, so I got to cover Sunday and Monday. We'll do this quick. Sunday, I did church audio, and actually, I practiced Saturday night, because I had to... I finished recording that episode at like 20 to 5, and I had to be at church at quarter to 5. Fortunately, it's a 5-minute drive, if traffic is good. So I got there, and there was a guy in the sound booth whom I didn't recognize, and I said, "Hey, I'm here to help." And he goes, "Yay," and leaves. wait a minute. I signed up for Saturday. I don't normally have to go Saturday. Signed up for Saturday and went, "What am I up against?" They said, "Well, we've got this DVD we want to play during the Mission Minute at the top of the service. We've got these videos that we want to put in during the sermon because we've got 10 kids lined up and three of them couldn't be here because they're off to college. So they made us a video testimonial. Could you play those?" And I'm like, "Oh, man, yeah, okay. And we've got this slideshow we want to do during the offering while the plate is being passed around." I went, "Okay, that's cool too." Because if you turn the projector off, it takes forever to warm back up. Fortunately, we've got a blackout button that I recently remembered how to use. So with that, I was able to get through that. Sunday morning, I get in there, and now we've got the added element that I've got to record the audio and burn it to CD for the shut-ins and so on and so forth. Side note, I've been recording music, solos. We've had special music periodically, every week, every other week, whatever it is, and then there's concerts, and there's music that is only played once, only performed once, that if you're not there, you missed it. Or people who are there want to hear back how it went. So I started recording this about a year and a half ago, and last year I collected up all my 2015 songs that I had used. I used the H2, I used the mixer at church, and now I've got the H6, so I can do some more advanced things. And do a little better mixing in post. And then I gave the choir members all a copy of the music at Christmas time, New Year's time, whatever it was. Because it had the Christmas concert on it, that's right. And they enjoyed that. And there were a few people that said, "Hey, can I get a copy too?" So I made a few extra copies of that. What I thought would be fun would be to make a podcast of this. And I came up with a name. Called "I Stole This from Church." Who wouldn't subscribe to a podcast with a title like that, right? "I Stole This from Church," and then they find out it's a bunch of church music. Nice solos, piano and flutes and string quartets, and it varies every week. It's kind of fun. So it's beautiful stuff. I am learning how to craft multi-track audio a little bit better, especially when it comes to music. Editing voices. Been doing that for years. But this is a new challenge for me, and I'm having a lot of fun. Probably won't come up with the podcast. I don't know. Unless you guys say, "Oh, absolutely, I'd subscribe to that." or at least listen to a couple. Maybe I should drop one or two of the songs in here. You can fast forward if you want. You can not if you want. Or maybe I'll just drop it in the freestyle feed. And that's a good way to keep it going in the off-season from Dog Days of Podcasting. So, where are we now? Oh, we're up to Sunday night. Sunday night, the new video machine worked really, really well. The only glitch was that Craig's video feed comes into my laptop, and then I use a remote desktop thing to jump it over to the video machine. and looked fine on my laptop. He's doing his hangout from his hotel room and whatnot, and you know, he's keeping up pretty well. But that last hop into Wirecast was just latency and freezing frames, and it was nasty. So I'm going to try and do that as a local desktop presenter rather than a remote desktop presenter and see how that goes. Ben and Keith came over. They were very sad because this week they had to put down one of their kitties, Max. I haven't met Max, but I saw lots of videos. Max is a terrific cat, more of a dog, almost more of a dog than Todd. Max would play fetch. So we shared some memories about Max, and they showed me some more videos. But I wanted him over here to kind of lighten the mood and get him to laugh, which we did. If you listen to Technorama 481, which will come out on Wednesday, the 24th, we'll have that. We had a really good time. So I'm glad they could make it. It was touch and go whether anybody was going to make it, but they did. Keith was gracious enough to handle the video machine, and you can find them at tggeeks.com. Ding! Work today... No, I'm sorry, we had one more thing yesterday. It was Parsec planning. Craig and I are planning, are hosting the Parsec Awards this year. Woo, we've graduated from finalist to winner to presenter. I think we did three presenters. And now we are hosts, which means a whole lot more work. Originally, I was also supposed to wrangle up the presenters. But I realized that ain't going to happen. Nothing happened in about 9 days from our last committee meeting. And I said, hey, I'm throwing up a yellow flag. I need help because I've got lots of personal and work stuff that just is clobbering this priority. So Craig, I did not feel comfortable doing the hosting. I've never hosted a show, an award ceremony or anything before. And I know that we do something between the presenters. So there's 15 categories. I think we combined two. So there's 14 segments. We've got a comedian we've got to fit in there. She's got, I don't know, 15-minute shtick. She's also going to be doing one of the presentations. So we need 13 more presenters. Somebody else is handling that. We need to introduce the presenters. Basically, that's what we're doing. Saying, hey, welcome to the Parsec Awards. We've got a theme. So we're going to introduce the theme that we're going to do. Hopefully it'll be funny. Hopefully others will play along as they get into this. I'm not gonna spoil it for you. You're gonna have to attend the Parsecs if you want to know what our theme is. And I feel better about where we are in terms of developing that content. Craig is in Orlando doing his boot camp workshop thingy this week. So hopefully he'll have an evening or two to work on that. We're going to reconvene on Thursday. We're also going to be talking to Clinton about doing our DragonCon live show of Comedy Forecast and Technorama. We discussed that on Saturday, I think. Saturday night. Yeah, that was Saturday night. Last time we talked about that. Found out John Bell cannot attend, so we had to rejigger the agenda of what we're doing and what segments. We've got a couple callbacks in there, so we'll be able to hook some humor from the beginning and later into the show. There's going to be some production work to do there as well. So lots of prep. And for all this work, how come I'm not getting a guest badge for crying out loud? Pfft, this is getting crazy. Not that I need to save the money, but I just want to say I was a guest. Maybe, and then I'd probably have to go sit on the Walk of Fame. Well, that would be the worst thing in the world, wouldn't it? Sit at a table, nobody walks up. Yep, Todd is even sad about that. So the Parsec planning is going well. We're going to reconnect on Thursday on both of those for the live show and the Parsec Awards. Feeling better. The cosplay stuff is still sitting on the bed. Haven't done anything with it. It's probably going to sit there until Friday when Donna comes home and I have to move it. I'm definitely taking the Futurama Professor Farnsworth costume for the parade. Definitely taking the tuxedo. Don't know what color theme I'm going to go with. I've done blue. I've done white. Did I do white? No, white was the concert in February. Red? Did I do red? I've got red, white, blue, purple, silver, or pewter. I've got like five color schemes to that thing. I'm going to find out what color scheme I'm going to wear for the tuxedo. I'll probably do the tails again rather than the coat. All right, I'll figure that out. But the cosplay stuff, I could bring the Star Trek stuff. I don't know when and where I'd wear it, and I could do Men in Black. Don't know when and where I'd wear it. So I think I'm probably going to leave those two behind. Not sure. I still need to decide on that and decide quickly. And then finally, work today felt like it was kind of a bust. Didn't get up stupid early. I've got to get back in early mode. I was up about 4:30. What was it? 4:30, Todd? Somewhere in there. And that's not stupid early to me. Stupid early is like 2 or 3. I can't sleep in. Once I start waking up, and I'm waking up every 20 minutes, that's not restful sleep to me, people. That's just annoying. It's like, might as well just get up and be productive and take a nap later and get another good hour's worth of sleep. Or go to bed early and get 6 or 7 hours of good sleep and then get up and do something productive. So anyway, I've got an early flight tomorrow to Santa Clara. Leaves at 5:30, so I'm going to have to book out of here about 3 a.m. Get up. Everything's packed, more or less. I'll finish packing tonight. Just bringing a little overnight bag because I'm going right from Santa Clara to Colorado and then back to Phoenix. So I'll be back here Wednesday night. I got to feed the kitties extra lots so they don't starve while I'm away, right? We'll make sure that the water container is full, the kitty litter box is cleaned. Do that tonight, and they'll probably make a big poop mess out of it anyway. So this afternoon, I was trying to figure out a software problem. Not trying to program a software problem, but how two of our features on our platform fit together. Because part of my job is to take what our product managers develop. They've got a vision of what it should do, how it should be sold, how it should be used, and it doesn't always wind up that way, or the communication doesn't always get to us effectively. So I take it and use it and try and apply it to a practical example and make a demonstration out of it and tell a story with it. And that's what I tried to do today, but these two features are just not compatible. So I spent a lot of time trying to make it work, understanding the problem, talking to the developer. We did a screen share. Well, what am I missing here? Did you click the reconcile button? Yeah, click the reconcile button. Oh, looks like it's not working. Go to this table. Oh, look at those values. That's not right. Oh, no wonder these records are being ignored. They're in the wrong. They've got the wrong value in this field. Can we change it? Nope. All right. Well, that's not going to work. So now I have to think about a different story and what each of these products are good for. I've got data. I've got quasi-information. I need to turn that into knowledge, and then I need to turn it into something where I can enable the field. That's part of what I do, is make videos, make demonstrations, make data records that people can click on to do a demonstration, enable our field to sell these products or sell our platform and tell a story around these products and how these can solve their problems. So it's fun to me. I get to play with new software. I get to figure out how pieces fit together and tell a story out of it, make videos and audios, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So that is part of my quarterly objective. I've got 8 of them this quarter. Seems to keep going up. I think I started with 5, then it became 7, and now it's 8, which means each one of those represents a smaller and smaller slice of my quarterly bonus. 3 of them have good check marks next to them. It's like, I could stop here and be good for the quarter. A couple of them say WTF, and a couple say you need to do more, and one of them says, what am I supposed to do here? I'm not in control of this objective. I have to attend 3 QBRs, or 1 to 3 QBRs, quarterly business reviews, where the region gets together, they figure out their sales targets, how they're going to make that, how we can help. I can present how we can position the platform as a competitive advantage. I tried asking the regional director, where's the next QBR? Can I get on the invite? Thought it was in Scottsdale. Find out, no, it was last week in Colorado. So I'm just feel like I'm out of the loop, and that one is bothering me. Normally, I have a one-on-one with my boss at 7:30 tomorrow morning, but since I'll be on a plane or in a cab or something, that one's going to be a little difficult until I actually get to the office. So working on that, and that is my update in 15 minutes or less. Thank you, everybody, for joining me for the Dog Days of Podcasting. I will probably be talking to you tomorrow from Santa Clara, California. Thanks. You can find me at chuckchat.com. You can find the other podcasts at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Enjoy your evening, day, afternoon, whatever it is. Bye.